Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hey friends, welcome back to the show. I am really excited about today's episode because one, it was actually really interesting to me and I learned quite a bit doing the research for this episode, I'm not gonna lie. And because one of you listeners actually messaged me on Instagram asking for me to do this episode, and it was such a good idea. So thank you for that. And if you are listening and you ever have something that you want to hear or a destination you want to hear about or whatever, you are more than welcome to message me on Instagram, email me, and ask me to do a podcast episode on it because I actually love hearing your feedback. I love you guys popping into my DMs and saying you just found my podcast and you're binging it and you ask questions. Like, I absolutely love engaging with you and helping you. So always, my messages are always open. Please feel free. If you're new around here, welcome. There is a free Travel Points 101 guide for you in the show notes that shows you everything you need to do to get started today on earning travel points for your next vacation. So we are going to talk today about no annual fee credit cards. So one of you guys asked if I could do a podcast episode on cards that are beneficial for you with no annual fees. And wow, I was shocked at the amount of credit cards there are for travel that have zero annual fees. So there is a link here in the show notes. It is the Travel Freely website with me that has all of the travel credit cards. This is really just a great place to go check out all the different travel credit cards there are. The link is here in the show notes, like I said. And when you go into it, there are tabs on the top so you can filter by bank, you can filter by rewards programs. Well, there's a tab there on fees and you can actually filter it by no annual fee. And then it will show you all of the cards that have no annual fees. So that's what I did. And there's like a few tried and true that I really like that I knew about, but man, I had no idea how many there were that didn't have annual fees. So it was actually really interesting to me while I was creating this list of ones that I knew needed to be on the list. And then there were a few that I ended up adding that I actually had no idea about. So there's a ton of them for you. I will just say a few things, preface it, okay? There are going to be lower sign-up bonuses on these cards because they have no annual fees. There's a few exceptions, which I will talk about. But for the most part, they're going to be lower sign-up bonuses. So you're going to get not as big of a chunk of points. So some of them might be worth it. Some of it may not. So just weigh that when you're looking at them. The other thing is a lot of these are going to be cash back credit cards, and so you're not going to earn travel points necessarily with them, but it could be a good idea to maybe, if it's a good cash back sign up bonus, maybe use that for your food when you go on your trip and then utilize your points for like the flights and the hotels. I think that's a great thing to do, especially if it's $0 annual fee. Why not add those cards to your wallet if that's something you want to do? And then there are a few that we're going to talk about today that do show it being a cashback card, but there are strategic ways to turn that cashback into travel points, which we will talk about. So lots of different cards that I'm going to go over, but definitely check out the link in the show notes to see all of those cards and filter it out. And then the ones that I talk about today that I think are really good offers, I will put those links in the show notes as well for you to just go directly to the cards that I'm going to talk about. Before we dive in though, I do want to let you know that this week we are headed to Hawaii for our Christmas family vacation. I'm so excited. If you didn't hear, we are taking my husband Dick's entire family, so his mom and 3 brothers, to Hawaii as their Christmas present. They have never had a family vacation ever. My husband grew up pretty poor, and so his mom was never able to take them on trips. So this is their first family vacation. My husband is 40, so this is a really big deal. His mom is so excited. She's been talking about wanting to go to Hawaii for years, and so we made it happen. I would say like 70% of the trip was paid for on points, and then we used cash on a little bit because it did obviously take a lot of points. It took pretty much all of our points. So we did end up paying cash for one of the rooms, but we booked the other two rooms on points and our flights. So it's going to be so awesome, but we got our flights for $11.20 per person. And if you know where to stay, you can also stay at resorts for $0. So a lot of you have had Hawaii on your bucket list and have told me that you want to go to Hawaii. And so I created a guide for you. It's like 40 something pages, and it is literally step by step how to go to Hawaii for $11.20 per person. I walk you through which cards to get, how to book your flights, how to book your hotel, how to transfer your points. Like, I walk you through every step of the way to make this happen. You could make this happen in 2025 if you wanted to, but I put everything in there for you, and this guide is only $27. So I decided to put it out there. Well, we were actually in Hawaii this week, so this is actually the first place that I have put it. I'm going to put the link for you to grab this guide in the show notes if Hawaii is somewhere that you want to go. And I hope you really love it, because I put so much information in this little guide for you, because I want you to go to Hawaii if you want to, because it is so expensive to go there and it doesn't have to be. So definitely grab that if you want, and follow along on Instagram for all of the Hawaii content. All right, let's dive into today's episode. So we are going to start with, of course, my favorite bank, Chase, because there are four cards with Chase Bank that are really good deals. So first is going to be two business cards that have an amazing sign-up bonus for being a $0 annual fee card. Again, there's episodes in here on how to apply for a business credit card, but you don't have to actually have a business, so do not be scared of them. But these are going to be the Chase Inc. Business Cash and Chase Inc. Unlimited cards. They have a whopping 75,000 point sign-up bonus when you spend $6,000 in the first 3 months. The one of them has a six-month sign-up offer, but 75,000 points is a ton of points for a $0 annual fee card. Okay, with all of the Chase cards that I'm about to talk about, you do need to have a Chase Sapphire Preferred or Reserve card or a Chase Business Preferred card to be able to transfer these points to them to be able to use them. So just for example, if you had this Chase Inc. Business Cash card and you got that 75,000 points, you would only be able to use those points in the travel portal and not be able to transfer them to partners unless you had one of those other three cards like the Chase Sapphire Preferred. You would then transfer your 75,000 points from your Inc. Business card to your Chase Sapphire Preferred card. And then from there, you would be able to utilize them with transfer partners. So do keep that in mind, that these are $0 annual fee cards, but you really want to pair them with one of those other cards. And the Chase Sapphire Preferred is a low annual fee of $95. I tell you all the time, you should have it in your wallet no matter who you are. So definitely pair these no annual fee cards with that card as well. All right, then the Chase Freedom Unlimited card. This card is advertised as cash back. So it says 1.5% cash back on all purchases, and the sign-up bonus is $200. But when you have one of those cards like the preferred, you can transfer that cash and make it turn into points. So that's actually 20,000 points. So not a huge sign-up bonus, but 20,000 points can get you like two nights at a hotel. So it might be worth it to accumulate some of those points. The next Chase card is the Chase Freedom Flex, and it's pretty much the same as the Unlimited. It's cash back, $200 when you spend, I think it's $500 in the first 3 months. But again, you can transfer that cash back into points, so you get 20,000 points. And the great thing is you can have the Freedom Unlimited card and the Freedom Flex card. So you could have both of those cards in your wallet, and that would get you 40,000 points right there without an annual fee. So pretty gold. Again, I always love Chase so much, and for them to have four cards that are $0 annual fee, I think is a great option. All right, now we are going to just dive into a few of the other ones that I think are valuable for the $0 annual fee. The Capital One Saver Cash Card, okay? Another one labeled as cash back. You get $200 as your sign-up bonus. But if you had the Venture or Venture X Capital One card, you could transfer that cash into points, giving you 20,000 Venture Miles. So I love the Venture cards. So this one would actually be a really good one to add into the mix if you want to earn some Capital One points. The next few are going to be co-branded cards. So these are going to be cards that earn specific points for hotels and or airlines. And these are the ones that I really didn't know about. And they are actually really good for some of these sign-up bonuses. So the only reason I would recommend getting these cards is obviously if you're like a Hilton lover or a Marriott lover and you really use points with them a lot. Don't just get a card because it has a sign-up bonus and not ever like want to stay there or know how you're going to use those points. Like the flexible point cards, I don't mind you getting them and then figuring out how you're going to use them later because they are so flexible. But with these co-branded cards, it's better to have a plan or like be loyal to that brand. So do keep that in mind. All right, the IHG One Rewards Traveler Card. This one gives you a whopping 80,000 points with IHG when you spend 2,000 in the first 3 months. So IHG is a big brand. You can find lots of different ones. This is like going to be your Holiday Inn. They actually do have some higher end hotels as well. So it's not just the typical like Holiday Inn is what I think of when I think of IHG. But there are some great ways that you could use those 80,000 points for a $0 annual fee. All right, the next one is going to be the Hilton Honors American Express card. This card actually has an elevated offer right now that expires tomorrow on January 8th. So if you are a Hilton lover and you want Hilton points, like sign up for this card today because this offer is going to go back down. But it has an offer of 100,000 Hilton points when you spend 2,000 in the first 6 months. Okay. Real quick, 100,000 points sounds like a ton of points, but do keep in mind with Hilton that that is not going to get you like as far as 70,000 points with Chase would, just because Hilton does cost a lot of points per night for almost all of their hotels. Like for example, I stayed in, it was a luxury end hotel, but I did stay in a resort with Hilton last week in Phoenix, and it was 90,000 points a night, and honestly, it wasn't worth it in my opinion. There are places to stay with Hilton that are definitely worth it, but do keep in mind, like you're not going to find a Hilton for usually under 50,000 points per night. So that 100,000 points isn't going to get you as far. But if you already have like a bunch of Hilton points or you have American Express points that transfer to Hilton and you just want to keep adding to your stash, then this is a great card for a $0 annual fee for sure. All right, the next one also has an elevated offer. It doesn't have an expiration date, but it is elevated right now. It is the United Gateway card. This one is going to give you 30,000 United points when you spend $1,000 in the first 3 months. So a really low minimum spend for 30,000 points. Again, if you use United and you are just trying to rack up some more United points, then that is definitely a great option for you to use them. The next one is going to be American Airlines Mile Up MasterCard. This one is going to give you 15,000 points for a very low minimum spend of only $500 in the first 3 months. Again, if you're trying to rack up American Airlines, it's not a huge sign-up bonus. But if you're just trying to add more, and again, $0 annual fee cards really are kind of like a no-brainer. The only thing I will say is do keep in mind if you are a loyal Chase fan and you are trying to get lots of credit cards, the 524 rule is always going to apply. So don't just sign up for a bunch of no annual fee cards and then not be able to open Chase cards. If you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, there is an episode, I believe it was like episode 2 or 3 on what the heck the 524 rule is. So definitely go back and listen to that episode so that you know kind of where you're at and you don't get denied for credit cards. But do keep that in mind, just because these are no annual fees, we don't want to just like go sign up for a bunch of cards and then not have a strategy. I always recommend you have some sort of strategy or plan when it comes to your credit card strategy and determining what you're going to open and trying to have like an idea of what cards you're going to open next, or maybe even like for the next year. Like I know the next 2 cards that I'm going to open. And so I don't want to mess that plan up because then I won't be able to take the vacations that I want to take. So always keep that in mind. All right, one last card. I know there are so many of them. Like I said, the list was so long, but these are really the only ones, or most of the only ones that I thought were like a good sign-up bonus and truly worth the value. All right, the Marriott Bonvoy Bold card, which I didn't even know this one existed, and I love a Marriott. This one gives you 30,000 points for $1,000 spent in the first 3 months. Again, Marriott is a higher end one, so their resorts do typically cost more points per night. So 30,000 points will probably get you maybe one night. A lot of the places I stay are usually at like 50 to 60,000 points a night. But again, it'd be a great way to just add to my stash of Marriott points for a $0 annual fee. So that is it. I know that was a ton of cards. All the links will be here in the show notes, but it really just goes to show you like you don't need to be, if you're just starting especially, like you don't need to be spending thousands of dollars on annual fees every year to be earning these points. Yes, it might take you a little longer if you're not paying for annual fees to rack up these points, but it's a great way and a great card to add to your wallet as you're going along. And there's something for everybody. Like if you're wanting a $0 annual fee all the way up to $700 annual fees, depending on like the perks and the benefits that you want, there are just something for everybody. And that's what I really, really love about this hobby is anybody can do it no matter what your budget is. It's accessible for everyone. And I love that. So I hope this was helpful for you guys. It was actually really eye-opening for me. So thank you for suggesting this episode. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Definitely follow me over on Instagram, watch all of the Hawaii content. I will do a destination day episode on Oahu next week. So that's what next week's podcast episode will be. And then we have a few guest experts coming in talking all about freedom in their lives, in their business, and how it has allowed them to travel around the world. So definitely have some great episodes coming up. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will catch you next week.